Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brace yourselves. Derpy Show is coming, and is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the Seven Kingdoms. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop, and Nerd Citadel. Nerdapalooza, the Seven Kingdoms' largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of bannermen like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, send a raven to nerdyshow.com.
Previously on Derpy Show.
Jonna!
Come here.
What?
We all sound like ducks. What?
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 Derpy Show.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Can we not say Discovery Channel?
I said Derpscovery.
Oh.
Derpy Show.
Ew, your cold sack of meat is touching my knee.
Derpy Show.
Why are you guys holding back all of my artistic integrity?
That is why. Because you fart on my bedspreads.
Listen.
Hey, you lay on that and
the bedspread spreads my butt, and then the farts happen.
None of the rest of us cared enough about your eye dry balls that we...
I care.
Eye dry balls.
Your eye dry balls. Now, is an eye dry ball an iPod accessory that keeps the sweat away from your dankness? And welcome to another episode of No Things Considered here at National Derpy Radio NDR.
That's right, No Things Considered. Welcome, and my name is Boar.
I am DJ Snorlax.
Hi guys, I'm DJ Neil Faust. And enjoying a nice bit of celery soda.
And I'm Robo Joe.
Yeah, we're coming first time on all No Things Considered. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Yeah, of course. Let's actually give him the No Things Considered welcome. Snaps. Yeah, that's a lot of snaps. We're very happy to have you here.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you inviting me in. I know this isn't really my thing, so thanks for being patient with me and working with me.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, we've had some complaints recently, again, about being a little offensive, using some words we shouldn't be using.
And we never, ever want to offend anyone about anything ever.
Never, ever.
We basically have the philosophy that everyone should be pampered to the point where they're never offended by anything. So put them in a little room and surround them with kindness.
So is that kind of like the phenomenon nowadays where all of the children, regardless of how good they do at a sport, are awarded with trophies?
Yes, everyone gets a trophy.
Everyone is considered. We actually didn't bring that up yet, but you get a trophy for being here today.
Yes, you do.
Really?
Yeah.
You also get this can of Fresca.
Fresca. It's
the most non-offensive of all sugary sodas.
Is that like
we don't normally endorse sugary sodas here because they contain high fructose corn syrup and that we've heard it can be bad for you.
The HFCS we're not really down with.
Is that kind of like Zima?
No, Zima it would be.
No, Zima. Zima's bad. We do not. We do not condone drinking here.
No. Caffeine makes you very ragey.
But yeah, so enjoy the nice, a crisp feel of the Fresca, the sponsor of No Things Considered, and
You know, talking about sponsors, that's a good time to point out that here on NDR, we've actually got a support drive.
Yes, you may not know this, but every single part of NDR is listener supported by listeners like you, and we cannot continue to put on this great amazing Derpy programming without the continued support of listeners like you, which is why we're actually doing a telethon right now.
Exactly. It's like an old school telethon. It's going to be going on for the duration of our entire show. So if you feel compelled, please call in. The number should be listed on your screen right now.
Yeah.
Call in. Just make a pledge of whatever you can.
Currently, you know, if it's 1 cent, if it's 5 cents, if it's 30 cents, any donation will really help us bring the derp to you all year round.
I see currently we have a really amazing act going up. I think it's actually going to be Neo Faust and Chan. They're going to be performing here in a little bit as part of our continued efforts at the telethon.
Yes, it's some of those great programs that we bring to you all year round with NDR. In fact, if you pledge 45 cents, you will receive the MP3 files for the extended version of Chan and Neo Faust.
And an NDR backpack.
Yeah, okay. That's with the 45 cent.
And pledge. Also, not to mention a special edition can opener for the first person to donate $50.
And the $100 pledge is a handy from RoboJo. So,
$500 gets you the guitar.
It's spreading the love.
I mean, let's face it. We were kind of saving this for later, but the big prize, for the like key title sponsor,
the money shot, if you will.
Yeah. That's actually going to be a ZJ from the entire group.
Yes, and in case you're worried, if you don't know what a ZJ is, don't worry, you can't afford it.
It's true.
But please join us for the rest of.
If we get enough pledges, hopefully we'll be able to afford one.
That's true. So. Feel free to pledge with us, help us out. Both of our mothers standing by the telephones, ready to accept your phone calls.
The phone lines are open throughout the entire episode. So now we're going to cut to Derpy Show, already in progress.
Yes, this is actually a pretty monumental episode for them. I hear it's their six-year anniversary?
I think so. It's an anniversary of some sort.
It could be a bicentennial, a tricentennial.
I don't really believe in numbers.
Right. We don't want to offend anyone who has trouble counting.
Yeah.
So, but it is something to remember things about. It's very important.
I believe the episode's already running. We've kind of been eating into their time.
That's all because of listeners like you for not coughing up the dough.
But so. In a nutshell, I believe they are reflecting upon the past year.
Yeah, let's go right and see how they're doing. And we'll be back to let you know how our support drive is going a little bit later in the episode. So, thank you for listening to No Things Considered.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, no, thank you.
Doctor.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. Doctor. Doctor.
Doctor.
Your
doctor.
Honor.
No,
thank you. Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Donka.
Hey, remember that one time Channing played at Carnegie Hall?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Bohr delivered a baby?
Yes.
That
was really uncomfortable.
Wait, yeah. When was that?
You don't remember?
You were there.
Nice. You, like, showed up at the door? We have a clip.
Come in!
Hey, got a baby for you guys? Listen, can somebody sign for this?
Remember that time that Bohr threw a stress ball at Mystery Guest's head? And then she threw it at Bohr and missed? At, like, point-blank range? Like, she literally could have just full extended her arm and touched him with it. But instead she threw, and it completely missed.
I'm really bad at throwing things. But I hit Joe in the face.
No, I don't want to know about your sex life.
No, it was like 2 minutes ago.
We were on Boar's bed. Keep your shirt on.
I thought you were trying to...
seduce you?
Yeah.
No!
Not with us in the room. Oh. What you guys do on your personal time is up to you.
Well, to be fair, if I'm going to seduce you, I'm going to do it with them in the room. It's yeah. less gay
yeah.
if Mysterio Guest is here.
That's yeah. fine. I've done worse.
Remember that time that Mysterio Guest did worse?
Hi, guys.
Remember the time that we made fun of his jeans? We had a whole episode about it, bad jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty intense.
We had to pay for some damages after that episode, though.
Well, it was mainly just that psychiatrist, really.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was just you in a wig, right?
Well, 6 months of Prozac later, and he's fine.
Yeah!
I mean, I did have to steal that Prozac, but, you know, it was worth it in the end, I think.
Yeah. Well, let's see what it was like. I'm trying to remember what it was like when he actually hit the breaking point.
All right, let's listen.
Guys, that's the last fucking try. Swear to God, if you make fun of my jeans one more fucking time, I'm gonna go and fucking kill your goddamn cat, you assholes.
Listen, Joe, we don't have to make fun of your jeans. God did that for us.
That's it. Fuck you. I'm out. You fucking cocksuckers.
Should we,
No, he's fine.
Should we do something about this?
He's
fine. Are you okay?
No! Fuck! God, it hurts so bad.
Why does it hurt?
I think we're going to have to ask him to leave.
Are we going to have to ask him? Or can we just ask him?
No, we're gonna have to tell him that we're going to have to ask him to leave.
Okay. Joe, you're going to have to leave.
We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Can I stay?
Of course you can stay.
I thought you guys were my friends!
You know, we have we've had a lot of musical aspects in Derby Show over this past year.
Actually, I think most of our comments that we get from people are about they love the Derpapella.
They love the Super Meadleys we've thrown out there.
Super Meadleys are a big thing. One thing that has stood out from all of the episodes and that has been referenced multiple times by both of our fans.
Both of them.
Both of our fans have agreed that one of the crowning achievements of the past year was Neil Faust's Freud song.
You know, the fans, they want to hear it again. And they're just too lazy to re-download the old episode. In fact, it's probably still in their
it's okay. We can splice it in. Let's go back and remember that.
That you made that ray gun and turned us all into girls?
I don't really like to talk about that.
It was really messy.
Yeah.
You know, after all that, I really understood the character of Mr. Garrison a lot more. Yeah, let's check out that clip. That was pretty awesome.
Are you sure we have to bring that out?
The fans will want to know. They'll want to know how the girly show could have been. The show that might have happened.
Hmm. All right.
My mic sounds nice, check one.
My mic sounds nice, check two. I have a microphone. It's nice also.
Hi, this is DJ Snorlax.
This is Boar. I'm DJ Neofast. This is the Derpy No, that's not right.
Oh, fucking... Aw. God damn Cracker it. Jacks.
Cracker Jacks. I think it's okay to say something other than Cracker Jacks.
Well, I don't know. Cracker Jacks are pretty shitty now. Because the toys suck.
It's That's like a piece true. Of paper with a yes. dotted line and you like...
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Or it's like one of those shitty tattoos you have to lick and then put on your body.
Yeah. I don't think they're even that interesting now. It's just a piece of paper. Like, there was a piece of paper, pencil tarp, top tarper. tarper. With, like, little men climbing your pencil. And that was the prize inside. Which I think is just lazy.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, cereal's really got them beat.
Yeah.
There's still prizes in cereal?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You can get those spoons that, like, you can stretch out, so if your little sister is on the other side of the table, you can steal her cereal from your extra-long spoon.
What? Yeah. What cereal are you eating that I'm not eating?
Man, boy. I learned a lot about tampons that day.
Yeah, it was enlightening, I guess.
Something like that.
I'm just really glad that we found the antidote.
Yes. The penis mint ray.
I didn't like how you had to apply it, though.
Remember that time we talked about all the things Robojo's good at?
Oh, yeah, that was interesting.
Error. Clip not found. Derby Show.
You know, throughout this year, I've really gotten the chance to take the chopper to some really fantastic places, but we just don't have time for all those interviews, you know?
Yeah.
We've really had to delete some quality footage, unfortunately.
I spent days and weeks and months traveling, but it just doesn't all get to make it to the show. But we have some clips that we think you guys would really enjoy.
Yeah, we can't do the whole interview because we just don't have time for all those interviews. And really, on Derpy Show, we try to give you the cream of the crop, the best interviews.
Yeah, we really want to go ahead and
content.
We want to pre-churn it, get it nice and separated, get all of that, you know, goose milk off the top. That's what Robojo's here for. He sucks it down for us. We really want to give you right what we want.
The creme de la creme.
Yes, the cream of the cream.
So let's take a look back through some of those interviews in the past year.
So I know that your whole nation is really experiencing some geopolitical strife, the housing market collapse, devastation. But like, do you really think that the housing market is going to be able to bounce back in just one more term?
Hodor.
That's really deep. It's just a one word, one answer. But like, does it really matter to you which person is elected in the next election?
Hodor.
Excellent.
Chapter.
So I know you've been trying your whole life to really break it into the music industry, and I just know you went on American Idol, and the meltdown was just irreparable. Like, you became a meme in record speed. How did that make you feel? Well, you know what? Here, we're gonna do a redemption for you. Can you give us a little bit of the song for me?
Chapter.
So, they're letting me take this interview. I'm a really big fan of this new show called Archer, and everybody keeps telling me that I'm like the human incarnation of the main character, Sterling Archer. But I actually get a chance to interview one of my favorite characters, and I think the burning question that's on all of our minds is, what kind of motivates you and drives you to do such a stirring performance day in and day out, and really bring home the, you know, the ideals and thought processes of this character? Yeah, that's a great answer, Babu. Now I have a personal question. I'm really curious. Did they ever get that tire swing for you from Auschwitz? Because, like, man, I was really feeling for you in that episode. It was awful.
Chapter.
Now, you don't quite understand. Jurassic Park is one of the most pivotal films of all time. It really set the pace for science fiction and fantasy and just filmmaking in the 90s. It's just absolutely critical to how films are made. And you are one of the pivotal points of that. I don't think that anyone can forget when they first saw you on that screen. How did that make you feel? Yeah, I'm sure the T-Rex was really, really difficult to work with. All those stomping sounds, really helping. You know, you have to get in the same rhythm with them. You know, so the stomping sounds, your blips work at the same time. Oh, Mr. Goldblum, being able to be picked up by Goldblum and poured all over Laura Dern's arm. That was a treat for you. That's a good one. I would have thought that the cup of water was so funny and so great, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, I don't even know how you were able to nail that interview. Like, how did you even schedule that?
Well, you know, it's funny. The funny thing is, I actually was just going out to dinner one night. And wouldn't you know it, he was subbing in as the rain. And we had a conversation and it all worked out.
All right. So that interview was really brought to you by condensation.
Derpy Show.
Asshole.
Angry cat noise.
Angry cat noise. Are you part cat? Are you a furry?
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
You're saying yep and it's really close to yip and it makes me uncomfortable.
She's so upset she's gonna go yiff.
She got Joe one of those cattail butt plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see those?
Yeah.
Do a bad dragon toy.
They're not as weird as the horse tail ones.
The horse tail ones are, because they have that, like, up part.
Yeah.
I don't like where this conversation is going.
And usually when you get the tail, they usually come with the little hoof gloves.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to have those in whatever respectable
a bridle
animal
and
ear.
Right, because you want to get your pony play. Yeah, you want that as accurate as possible.
Because if you want to have the outward appearance of an animal while somebody's fucking you, there's a couple of things you need, and it's really just the tail and the ears and hooves, if applicable,
or paws.
Yes.
I want to create a succubus costume for like various cosplay-y things, and I really want cloven hoof.
You need goat feet.
Yes. But it makes me really uncomfortable looking for that online. Because I have before, and it's made me not...
I'm not going to lie. I thought of the same. I wanted to make a Taran costume for a while once. I was like, well, I want to get the legs, but...
You're going to have to dive into things that no one should ever have to see.
I was not very comfortable with that. It made me really nervous.
Pony play is one of the weirder fetishes to me.
And it's also one of the more, like, mainstream...
Like... Why has everyone heard of it, and why does everyone know about it? It's so weird to me. Like,
I think in the, like, as far as mainstream people know, it goes like pony play, puppy play, which is also weird.
Oh, that's like with going in the crate with the collar and stuff, right?
And then there's kitten play.
What's kitten
play? Having a girl drink out of a cup of, like, a saucer of milk.
And
I've seen
play
that.
With, like, yarn.
That's...
And then you fuck her.
Whatever. People are into it. Fuck it.
That's not that weird.
Fucking a girl while she drinks out of a saucer of milk is a little weird. Not that I'm knocking anyone's kink.
But, like, I see where that progression is.
Yeah.
Because, like, you start off with the collars, and then the cat ears.
And then you get a little, like, ribbon bow.
And then it just gets worse and worse.
And you work
and
your way to butt plugs.
Right. Like, the butt plug isn't that weird in the S&M scale. Like, all of the...
And to be fair, they have different sizes. So, I mean, there's beginner, intermediate, and expert when it comes to butt plugs.
Is it really expert? Like, is that the delineation?
I know, I have some friends that are very prideful on the things they can fit in their ass.
That doesn't... No, I'm trying to say is it actually called expert?
I mean, it might just be called slut, but...
No!
God damn it.
I think it's experience.
I guess,
I think
you know,
that's what it's called.
I guess the, you know, like the fist dildo would probably be like a grandmaster.
Oh, no.
Thing,
dude,
wouldn't it?
They get so much bigger than that. Like, have you ever seen the Great American Challenge? It's literally the size of my thigh.
Granted, I mean, I've seen some weird shit. I'm pretty sure I saw one with a bowling pin upper, so.
I've seen chicks put 2 liters up there, and that's definitely bigger than a bowling pin.
2 liters, champagne bottles.
There's that one guy who put a glass bottle up his butt and it broke.
Glass ass.
And I was never quite certain whether that was the intent of the video or
okay,
not.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and say, first of all, it was a mason jar. Second of all...
Thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome. Second of all, it's one of the most disturbing things I think I've ever seen on the internet.
Doesn't he yell for his mom at that point? Like, at the end? I'm pretty sure he yells out for someone.
And we should point out that Robo-Joe did survive the mason jar.
Asshole!
That's what he yelled!
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry, guys.
That wasn't me.
His asshole's fine.
It was my brother. We bet him to do it.
$17.
Well, I mean, your brother was there, but he was the one that was putting the mason jar in. Like, he was the applicate, like, he was applying it.
This is just getting into weird, incestuous.
I think we can sell it better if we say there, say your brother.
You're the one that had to bring your brother into the conversation.
You did bring him. You were the one who instigated that.
Derpy Show.
You know, I think what really helped get us nailed down as Derpy Show was when we found the voice of Derpy Show. You know, the Derpy Show.
Yeah, a lot of people think that, you know, I bet Boar just went to his girlfriend and was like, hey, whisper some shit into this microphone. But no, I mean, it was actually a really rigorous process, and we interviewed just...
dozens and dozens of actresses and actors.
Tons of people. There were a lot of close calls, and there were some ones that were pretty terrible.
We actually have a reel of a few of the not so good ones, which are actually kind of fun to look back on. We almost went with some of these, so we got a couple of these. We're just gonna mash them all together and see if you like them.
Here they are.
Derpy Show.
Derpy Show.
Derpy Show.
Derpy Show.
Programma Tonto.
Yes. Thank you for stopping by.
The Derpy Show. Derpy Show.
Thank you.
Wait, no, please. Let me try one more time. Please.
We won't call you.
The Derpy Show?
Derpy Show?
God damn it, Tali, for the last time, get the fuck out of the studio.
Okay. Do you want to get high?
Maybe later. Call me.
Okay.
But don't call me. We'll call you.
I don't have any minutes left on my track phone, though, so you're going to have to... I'm gonna have to text message my aunt.
Your aunt?
Yeah, she's a couch cushion. She's got some good minutes on her phone.
Well, I'll text your aunt.
If you have any weed.
We got a lot of people to interview today,
Tally. All right, but don't forget to bring a towel.
I won't.
That was disgusting. You were disgusting. I want you out of my studio.
Derpy Show.
Like, whores are only expensive if you pay them. If you kill them before you pay them, whores are expendable.
I mean, I guess even if you'd have to pay them up front, you just get the money back. That's what GTA taught me.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And I mean, come on, let's face it. We all have that area in town, wherever you live, that you go and you can pick up some whores.
Wait. Just to clarify, the area in town or the Aryan town? Are you looking for the area of your town where there's whores?
There's actually...
Or the specific whores in Aryan Town?
There's an actual area where you can pick up whores in Aryan Town.
Oh, gotcha. So they're all the blonde-haired, blue-eyed?
Yeah.
Are they in their own Aryan ghetto?
Like, do the Aryan ghetto, do all the Aryan whores wear...
Basically, like, you slow down your car and open your window and hail them, and they come right over and service you.
Oh, nice. Do they wear little, like, Oktoberfest?
They wear Lederhosen? That's so awesome.
I think dudes wear Lederhosen.
Lederhosen wouldn't be easy access because there's a crotch.
You can make anything a snack.
But whatever the girls wear, whatever that's called, that's easy access. That's just a
barmaid outfit.
That's just a big... You mean your tits are there?
I think it's actually just called Bubenhosen.
Bubenhosen.
Yeah.
I'll laid her hosen.
Yeah.
So, anyway... Back to my original point.
Yes, back to Aryan Town.
Yes. I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Yes! Completely derailed! Ha-cha-cha!
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the NDR No Things Considered support drive.
No Things Considered. And we've been actually entertained by the antics of those zany guys at Derpy Show.
They really derp it out all year round.
Now, they are a little bit offensive at times, which we, you know, we do not endorse that at all. You know, but we don't want to offend those who get offended by not being offended, so we're letting this slide for now.
And we are very excited because, you know, as much as you guys love Derpy Show, we love them more because they help us bring this great programming to you all year round. And the only way we can do that is with the help of listeners like you. As you may have noticed, we are doing...
Listeners just like you.
Just like you. We are doing our annual support drive. However, we have raised exactly $0.
Let's actually, that was the...
Unfortunately, there's that big board behind us that's keeping track of...
Yeah, what's that number raising? Donation? Like, the number's rising, like $1.
No, it's
that's
really
actually the clock. Oh.
Yeah, that's the clock.
Yeah, that's the clock.
See the one next to it over there?
We actually spent all of our budget hiring phone operators, and...
We're technically in the hole.
We outsourced a call center... for this special event.
Yeah, Neofast, you got that. Where are they from?
Generous people from the Ugambe phone center in Nigeria has sponsored their time, but apparently requested us to put a down payment for us to get...
Good. Okay, yeah, the Gumby support center.
He's helping us out. They're all really
in Zambia.
Really excited.
No, it's a Gumby.
Or the
Gumby, not Gumby.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a Gumby call center.
It's great.
In Nigeria.
So you have a bunch of gumbo chefs operating the call center?
No.
Yeah, no jokes here.
We don't do jokes.
This is a joke-free... environment.
This is no things considered. We're not even going to consider the possibility of telling jokes. But we are, we're a little nervous. We did not realize until just a few moments ago, when we realized we had absolutely zero pledges so far, that this is a podcast.
Yeah, that was a sad realization. Yes.
It's a little nerve-wracking, but hopefully, you know, next week when this finally airs,
But, you know, the thing that I think we can take from this is that it's a learning experience. Do not hold a telethon
on a podcast.
Yeah.
Can we reschedule the call center?
Unfortunately, it was a one-time deal and there was a huge deposit. I actually had to take out a second mortgage on my home.
So we will attempt to not consider the possibilities of you being homeless, but we would like to remind you that we are supported by listeners like you, so anything 6 cents, 7 cents, if you can really pledge 10 cents, that can go a long way to making NDR bring you this great content all year round.
Once again, call the number on your screen. We'll do our best to have the call centers up as soon as this airs.
And
please call the number on your screen right now. Yeah. That's very important.
Call it right now, and if you are listening in your car, don't, that's not safe.
All right, we're going to go back to our entertainment.
Yeah, I think Derpy Show, they've got a new setup just right up here for us, so we'll see if they can consider a few things for us today.
On the Xbox Live, like, game things that you could buy, there was a massage simulator. There was a guy massaging a girl.
And the joystick just vibrated?
Yep.
Yeah, that's for fucking your Xbox controller.
Some people can only get sex that way.
Now, here's the question that I really want to know about. With the Xbox One being always online and the Kinect always watching you, is it kind of like you're having sex with someone else? Like, are we almost at the sex with AI at that point?
Well, what I like to think about is, could you use that app with it plugged in, then wrap the cord around your neck and auto-asphyxiate yourself and masturbate with the controller.
Is that what Carradine was trying to do?
I think so.
Joe, you have to say auto-erotic asphyxiation or else it's not sexy.
I don't think that's really sexy for most people to begin with.
No, but...
If you're just asphyxiating yourself doesn't imply that you're also masturbating.
Auto-erotic asphyxiation
even though that's a given for Joe.
It's Joe.
Right, he's just always masturbating. Like, why do you think that jug is in his crotch right now?
Because his penis is in it.
She said what we were all thinking.
I'm here to help.
Cha-cha-cha. Miss Carrie Guest has the hardest time because she wants to go to the movies, and she loves popcorn, but she can never trust Joe with a bag of popcorn. At some point, there's got to be a penis in there.
Well, it doesn't help that he brings his own collapsible bucket.
It's like one of those collapsible top hats. He goes, they're like, would you like the large, medium, or small? And he goes, this will do.
I also can't trust pizza boxes or deliveries.
Shoe boxes.
That actually happened at a party once.
That did happen.
Plumbers, cable repairmen.
Is it like that episode of Drawn Together where they just keep shitting in a pizza box?
I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
What?
The game was that you call the pizza guy, you order a pizza, and you get like a cheese pizza. And then you know how you get the pizza and then you pay?
So, like, I take the pizza and I hand it to Boar. And while I'm, like, getting my money out, taking time, Boar drops trowel and shits on the pizza. And then we go, wait a minute, we didn't order this pizza with sausage on it. And then show it to the guy.
Want to know how much of a waste of money that would be?
Shane, we should get drunk and do this one night.
Why would you need to be drunk?
It's easier to get a really runny shit out when you're drunk.
I don't want it runny, then it's not sausage!
You need a log.
Joe doesn't understand the basis of this bit.
Well, you know, if you get...
Joe's just used to having really runny sausage and or really runny poop.
Runny sausage!
That doesn't sound safe.
He doesn't cook it enough.
It sounds like a good band name.
Runny sausage. It's actually, it sounds like some weird shit that the Brits eat. Like, would you have any blood pudding and runny sausage with my mushy peas?
And spotted dick.
The runny sausage on the English breakfast tour with Limp Bizkit.
God damn it.
Derpy Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, over the years, we've discovered that one of our own has powers incomparable to mortal men. Many times he has been called to answer questions about the future, past, present, and disastrous. So please join us as we ask our great psychic what will bring the new year here at Derpy Show. So join us in welcoming Borstrodamus!
Bring your questions unto me, and they shall be answered.
Excellent. Hey, Borstrodamus, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Yeah, it's good. So we've got some questions for you. We want just to, you know, we know that we have hit our 1 year here at Derpy Show, and we're just curious, is there any disaster waiting for us in the next 12 months?
Now, to clarify, do you mean on a global scale, or are we just talking about Derpy Show?
Oh, no, yeah, just a micro-disaster, just contained to us.
Well, there's nothing that's too cataclysmic. I can tell you that. Within the next year, there will be one thing that will cause a major division within the group.
Oh my god, like, are we actually going to have to do math? Or is it more like a cellular mitosis kind of thing?
It's more like a cellular decay thing.
So, I don't know what math is, but I really don't know what that second thing is either.
I like the band Division. They're goth.
Sometime around the month of December.
Derpsember.
Derpsember.
Oh, there's going to be a great division.
The Ides of Derpsember.
Oh, the Ides.
That's the 15th. That's the 15th.
Oh, they released that on the 16th.
Robo Joe will fall in love with Neo Faust socks and make love to them. This causes a rift in the group that causes chaos and madness.
I think.
And Derpy Show may never recover.
Okay, good news is he talks in allegories, so that could just mean, you know, it's like a like riddles, like Robo Joe actually means like the River Jordan, you know, and no. Socks represents...
I don't think that I was clear, DJ Neo Faust. I'm Snorlax. Which one are you again?
Snorlax.
That. Yes. No, I meant it in a very literal sense.
Oh.
Joe...
Why would that cause a...
Robo Joe gets amorous feelings, and the only thing around... Neofaust sucks.
Well, I just won't have those. Unless he doesn't tell me and be a dick and does that.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see.
A greater disaster will befall you if you are not wearing socks on that day.
I have an issue with this. So paradoxically speaking, if we know the future...
No, paradoxically speaking,
if we know the future, then... What
I'm not here to debate philosophy with you.
Wait. But then what do you think of the guy that goes back in time to kill his grandfather? But then if you know the future...
This is Borstrodamus. He's going to tell us the future. We can't ask him those questions. We just have to ask and learn.
So I have to have sex with his socks while he's wearing them?
Have to? This is foretold. You will. Borstrodamus, we know that there will be two new consoles released in the next year. Both the PS4 and the Xbox One will be released. Which one should we spend our money on?
Neither.
Really?
Really.
What should I spend my money on?
He's a goddamn PC gamer.
Invest in a better video card, dude.
But what if I want that console experience with a Blu-ray player?
Do you really want your Xbox to watch you masturbate?
Well, what? I might get off on that.
Yeah.
Can I be like, Xbox, play sexy music?
That is a thing that everyone will be doing.
But we'll be like, Xbox, do you like what you're seeing?
But Xbox will like what it's seeing.
Xbox record. Xbox post to Twitch.
But is it really masturbating if it can see you and it responds to you? Aren't you having sex with your Xbox instead of masturbating at that point?
I'm okay with that.
I've still masturbated even though someone's watching. Just because they're watching doesn't mean they have to be involved. That has to be at least a little bit of touch.
Well, to be fair, for how much I'm going to pay for it, shouldn't they attach a nozzle that'll actually, you know, interact with that part of my anatomy?
I guess that's possible.
Like, if I'm going to spend that kind of money, shouldn't it literally blow
up? Nostradamus, will there be a sex toy attachment for the Xbox One? Or is the One a reference to how many hands you will use while jerking off?
While my powers do not often extend beyond that of Derpy Show, I'm trying to look into the future for you anyway. I'm seeing thousands of nerds across the galaxy.
Thousands
of nerds across the galaxy will purchase their Xboxes in order to masturbate in front of it as the chat roulette application becomes the dominant force in Xbox Live.
Yeah, chat roulette up top. Yeah. Do we have one last question for Borstradamus while he's here?
So great and powerful Borstradamus. In the future, can we expect our ratings to continue to climb? Will our two fans continue to find solace in our humble words?
Do I look like Tom Cruise?
Nope.
You can only ask one question at a time.
Oh.
Decide amongst yourselves and come back to Borstradamus.
I think the Tom Cruise is the question we gotta go with.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you wanna do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Like Tom Cruise.
Not at all, you fuck.
And that's the three questions we have from Borstradamus. So thank you, Borstradamus. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it's been real.
So you can get out of here now. You have bus fare?
Get your fucking wizard sleeve and get out of here.
Yeah.
Do I get the bus fare? I was promised bus fare and that there would be pie.
Listen, Borstradamus, you should...
I'm also unsure if I need to talk like this all the time.
Yes, you do. Borstradamus, you should have used your fucking super future vision to realize that we weren't going to give you any fucking bus fare. And we already ate the pie.
Fuck you guys!
Hey guys, I'm back. What did I miss?
There was this fucking wizard that showed up. I think he had Cookie Crisp for us.
Who was it?
Some guy.
Yeah, like he looked like that guy from Ugly Americans.
What's that guy?
He smelled like sassafras.
And then he disappeared in a puff of smoke.
Is it that same...
And by smoke, I mean Bart.
He set himself on fire, though.
Is it that... Ostradamus guy that always shows up whenever I leave?
Yes.
God damn it. Why do I always miss him?
He smelled like old people.
It's probably the same reason I always miss old Silas. It's for the best. Maybe one day they will meet. I think it's important for us to admit that in a couple months I'm going to be buying a new console. And I don't know what it's going to be. Well, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be an Xbox One. Because I don't like the Xbox really in general at all anyway. But I kind of want a PlayStation 4.
Now, this current generation with the Xbox 360 and the PS3, I originally really loved the Xbox because it had so many RPGs. Like, it seemed like that was the only place if you wanted to play, like, a JRPG.
Really?
You pretty much had to have an Xbox.
I thought PS3 was the one that had all the JRPGs.
At the beginning, they did not have any.
No, they didn't have anything.
And now it's like,
Phil, Japan.
Was it Ni no Kuni Kanai, whatever that game is, has a ton of them, Season of the Witch, whatever it's called.
White Witch.
Yeah. They've gotten quite a few later in the game.
And a lot of their ports, too, which I still think is bullshit. Can't have it backwards compatible, so we'll make you rebuy your games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
makes me want to hack that lame. Even further, man. Good job, Sony.
So, yeah, it. From what I heard, both consoles were going to have a form of, like, prevention from buying used games in one way or another, like, charging you extra. And from what I heard, the Xbox wants to charge almost the full amount of the game to play a used game.
So it's not even like Batman, like Arkham City, which was like $7 to play the Catwoman levels.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't really agree necessarily with what GameStop does, which is reselling games for, like, nothing. So it really
Wait, what do you mean by nothing?
Like, they don't... Okay.
Because I'm about to disagree with you hardcore on this, I think.
Yeah, I think I am, too.
I think I am, too.
Because I don't know the last time you went to a GameStop, but their used games are, like, $4 less than a new game. And they paid someone...
$10.
$10 for it.
Yeah.
They're making fucking
so
they're making paying a ton of money, and none of it goes back to the developers or the companies.
Yeah.
To which really hurts the products.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a joke. I hate GameStop. Like, they're killing the video game industry.
The thing that I've been noticing about consoles is they've just been getting more and more functionality added into them. Like, the Xbox One is a really good example because they're adding in all these DVR functions and, like, more shit that your computer could do, like,
but here's the thing about DVR. All that is just software. It's not like a hardware add-on. DVR is just a program
that runs. Right, but the point is that consoles are trying to become more like computers and, like, absorb other entertainment, like, devices into them. Ooh.
But for Steambox, I guess, or something.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people were complaining with the Xbox One that they don't care about video games anymore. That was the complaint after their initial announcement, anyway.
I believe that. 75% of it was about the word television.
Yeah, it was all about television and sports.
I guess they're pushed. I mean, they want to open up to a different market or reach out, you know. That's fine. They're great, I guess.
Well, weren't there rumors before this generation of consoles got released that they weren't actually going to come out, like that Microsoft was not going to put out a next-gen console?
They say that. I say most consoles I've heard something like that.
Now, okay, here's the thing that I think will ultimately win this war. And consoles keep trying to merge other technologies into them and become more like computers, which they essentially are just, you know, computers these days that are just hooked up to your TV. The thing that I find more exciting is that, like, the Steambox is sort of the opposite, where it's trying to make computers more accessible to televisions. It's coming from the opposite direction, and it's trying to bring, like, the good things about computers to a television instead of trying to merge the good things of a computer into a restricted console environment, which I think is a much better strategy that will end up.
Now, I keep hearing about the Steambox, but, like, it seems like something that they just keep talking about. It feels more like vaporware as the days go by. Also, most of the times I hear about it, it seems like I understand that we're probably going to have some high-cost consoles, Xbox and PlayStation, but they both already have plans to diminish that. Xbox has talked about if you, you know, subscribe for a year or two to Xbox Live, they will lower the price of the console. You'll be getting a like they with phones. You know how you get a
subsidized
basically phone. You sign a contract with them that forces you to pay them over a year.
Yes, but you get a $200, say a $200 console. PlayStation has already announced
think that about $30 a month times 12.
That's correct, but how many
people paying them more?
Yes, but how many people buy a phone for its full price? Most people I know do not spend $700 for their phones. They spend $200, $100.
Because they get locked into a deal that ends up costing them maybe $2,000.
Correct, but so they're still getting but they're getting services with it, so it's not just a payment plan.
An open-ended, an unlocked phone that's open-ended, you just get a basic data plan, could be cheaper in the long
run.
It
is.
But it's a versus people having the money up front versus
correct, significantly time. More. Yeah. And that's something that, and Sony actually has already talked about how they're planning on selling off some of their properties in order to subsidize themselves the cost of the hardware to encourage people to buy
software.
They lost
a lot of money on the PS3.
And they're planning on doing it again with four.
Oh. Now, really though, like the strong point of a console over a PC, the advantage is, as far as playing games goes, is that it's a closed environment that they like specifically develop for that one piece of hardware. Mm-hmm. And
the disadvantage with PC gaming is that there's a, just a huge myriad of hardware, and it's really difficult to develop for.
Fragmentation.
Because you have to develop for NVIDIA, and you have to keep ATI in mind, and you have to keep it compatible with AMD chips and Intel chips.
But everything's going to the cloud. Everything's going into a clustered mainframe-based kind of like system.
We're not there yet.
Well, we're getting there. And when they remove the hardware and just keep it all virtualized.
Here's the thing about cloud computing, and here's the reason why Xbox One is going to take a shit, is because America doesn't have the internet infrastructure that most of these devices need.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't. We've got people out in the middle of nowhere with dial-up modems still. We've got people that are on fucking 128 kilobit satellite internet. Out in the middle of the country, you have people that have, you know, like half of a megabit DSL. We just, even in a city, it's sometimes hard to get a decent, you know, cable internet connection.
But that's old infrastructure they're still working
and
on.
Most people don't even understand why they would need it. Like, seriously, I mean, I've pointed out before that I work in tech support. I get people all the time that complain that they can't watch HD Netflix movies on half of a megabit connection. Like, seriously, people don't understand the internet, and they really just, the infrastructure isn't even there to for them to know what they're missing. And cloud computing is going to require a lot of bandwidth, and so is, you know, like keeping your Xbox online all the time. That's not an option for everyone. And that's going to be a requirement for a lot of these DRM-laden games.
That's true, but with the technologies of compression, what made a lot of the 6K modem or like a POTS network-based networks faster was the utilization of compression. And with technology compression technologies coming out, they can utilize the pre-existing lines a lot more efficiently.
But if you're rendering, all like say you're rendering a video game like on live style.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to stream a good picture to somebody with a shitty connection.
That's true. I'm not arguing with that, but just to cover the middle ground.
And, that's not even considering latency.
I'd like to talk more about what's likely to be coming in the next 2 years, not what's going to be coming in the next 10 years.
I just think that's too far off, is what I was saying.
And what I'm worried about
the consumer, but right now in enterprise level things, that's going on right now. It's all virtualized right now.
I'm sure somebody has a sex bot, but it's not available to everyone right now.
Right now.
But like, so the worry about the Steam Box is that it seems like it's going to be significantly more expensive to be able to do the things that they want it to do.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the support behind them for subsidization.
That's true. But it is going to make computing on your TV easier. And people that do have, like, the higher incomes and can afford, you know, like, putting down, you know, $700 for a Steam Box. I don't know how many times I've hooked my computer up to a TV and people thought it was some sort of fucking wizardry. Like, and I'm talking like a year ago.
Yeah, but the thing, you have to remember, like, people like, I'll freely admit that most of the stuff you guys are talking about right now is so far over my head. But when
that's fine.
Like, it is. Like, I don't understand. Like, I mean, I understand what the cloud is and I get the concepts, but as far as like all the specifics and stuff like that, I don't know how any of that works.
Here's the point that I was trying to get to, and that's that somebody like me, I don't give a shit about the Steam Box. I can already do everything that it does, and then some. But that's because I know how to hook my computer up to a TV, and I know how to plug in fucking controllers, and I know how to modify everything to the point where it's usable. The thing that the Steam Box is going to do is, it's going to, and products like it, not necessarily just that one, but it'll help bridge that gap between computer and TV in a way that people will be able to understand, because it'll be like, plug this in, use a controller, here's, you know, like a remote control, you know, here's a keyboard. Well, people will understand it because it was designed to be plugged into a TV, and it'll have an interface that's easier to use, and, you know, like, it'll basically be idiot-proof. Well,
like, the problem that I see is that, but all you're doing is making a console. Like, that's all they're making.
Essentially, but it's coming from the opposite direction.
I mean, like, like, product-wise, you're making a console, but in theory, you're reverse-engineering the problem.
But...
kind of.
But to me, like, I plug come my computer up to my TV and stuff all the time. However, I feel that I'm, in the grand scheme of the world, a power user. I understand that in the power user scale, I'm towards the bottom of the end. But in the scheme of humanity, I am a power user.
Yeah.
I know what my 1080p's are. I know how to put a DVI to an HDMI. I understand how the concept works. I know what internet I'm getting in. I know what I'm doing. And hooking a computer up to a TV is sometimes the stupidest, difficult thing to make it work.
Exactly.
It just doesn't work sometimes.
I know that just because I've tried to explain it to people before.
I mean, it's not. And sometimes it's not the person's fault.
No, like TVs just. I mean, like video cards don't always interface well with televisions. Mm-hmm.
And it's depending on what you're trying to do, getting your controllers. There's not a just unified system that recognizes your controller and helps you set up your configurations. There's not something that automatically sets up your contrast and works your stuff like that. What I'm trying to get to is that I don't see the difference between the reverse engineering the problem because. Like,
here's the thing, though, is that once you come from that opposite direction, you have everything that's behind it. Like, you'll be able to, you know, you'll have your web browsers that people love, you know, like Netflix and all that other bullshit that people want on their TV, you know, like all the stuff that Microsoft was bragging about adding to the Xbox has already been on the computer and will be coming with that technology, as well as a complete library of games.
But like, what you're missing out on is the good things about the console that they don't have that you're neglecting in the reverse engineering, which is the years of game development, the specific characters, the specific properties, the specific controller designs.
Here's the funny thing about that, though, is that the Xbox One and the PS4 are perfect examples of them wiping their own slates clean. They're dumping their gallery of games like with every generation. So that's sort of an invalid thing to say, because Xbox One can't play any 360 games. It's not going to be able to play any Xbox games. They completely wipe out their gallery.
You're talking about specific games, which eventually will happen with almost all computers because, I mean, it takes a lot longer, but it's a lot hard. It gets harder and harder to play floppy disk games and CD-ROM games. Some computers only have CD-ROMs anymore. I'm not necessarily talking about the specific game.
I'm talking about
the franchise.
Yeah. But here's the thing, is that that's becoming less and less valid because so many games are developed simultaneously for Xbox, PS3, 4, and computer. Like, I could get, you know, like, there's all the THQ games, there's, like, Darksiders and, you know, popular console games and, like, Assassin's Creed. All those are already on.
The game company that died, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what Assassin's Creed is Ubisoft.
For all those, you're looking at there are some A number one great games on that. I mean, you've got things like
Xbox has Fable, which is one of my favorite game series exclusive
Dream
to
was a
actually
changer, not available.
Sonic the Hedgehog,
and now owned by Nintendo.
Well, not owned by Nintendo, partners with Nintendo, but he is available other places because Sega only develops that now. But you have some things that are still locked in.
So you'd never see Halo on a PC.
Well, that's Microsoft, because that's Windows. It's going to be a little different. You're looking at things like
Final Fantasy,
those are typically on computers.
The old ones used to be. I haven't seen any of the new ones. Am I wrong on that? Because I haven't seen the new 14, the MMOs,
yeah,
but not the one with the pink-haired chick, the three games of that. Yeah. Those aren't available on PC, are they?
That's true. There's always going to be tempting things on other systems. I'm not going to deny that. But the more of a user base that something gets, the more bleed over there's going to be.
But yeah, I'm just saying, like, I think that in your argument that you're completely dismissing the power of the old guard the other direction, and it's in favor of that direction. I'm just saying that it sounds like you're completely dismissing that side.
No, okay. I'm not.
Well,
okay, what it sounds like.
So the thing is, you have to take into consideration things like brand loyalty and people that people are slow to change, like
fanboys.
Not even
it's Nintendo.
Well, the thing is, but fanboys doesn't even begin to describe it, because you get people that are just loyal to the brand, like fucking people that have been using Apple products forever. People, like, it's a psychological thing, too. Like, people want to stay with what's familiar. Like, people are slow to change. Like, people are going to be using consoles way past their technical usefulness.
I'm going to go with Joe on this one, because as much as you guys are talking about your power boxes and your Steam users, and we haven't even, and we're only talking about the Xbox and the PS4, you have a company like called Nintendo, which I think you just laughed about Nintendo and their fanboys, that has a console that has state-of-the-art technology, probably the most powerful stable of franchise.
You're talking about Wii U.
The Wii U. Yeah. It's a completely different way of playing games. It's new technology. Probably the most powerful stable of intellectual properties that exists in the gaming market. I don't think you can deny that.
You really can't argue that.
And they're going to be competitive in the modern market, not because of the power of their console, but because of their...
That's always, you know, like, Nintendo's strong suit. I don't see Nintendo going anywhere.
Because I believe the Wii U still plays GameCube games.
Something like a Steam box as being even a competitor for Nintendo.
Well, you also have to look at what Nintendo did in their last generation of consoles. They brought video games to a whole new market. Like, they opened up the video game market to parents, to older generations with the Wii Fit and all that stuff. That's why you're getting things like the Kinect and all these, like, motion sensor bullshit, is because the Wii did it simpler, quicker, better, faster, stronger, harder.
Personally, I don't know anyone who's that enthralled by waggly, jiggly dance games anymore. I know there's a lot of those people out there that, I mean, obviously...
What demographic do you belong to? What demographic do you belong to? And I will guarantee that it is not a demographic that has anything to do with athletic games, with a family dichotomy, with trying to get kids up and motivated. You are not their target audience at all. You probably don't even watch, or you probably skip their ads if you see it on the internet somewhere.
I don't see ads.
Exactly.
I also, I mean,
but that's my point. Is like, you have nothing to do with who they're selling their product to.
I don't remember claiming to be their demographic.
Well, then you can't.
You're sort of creating a straw man and then yelling at it.
No, because you just said that. You just said that that you don't know anybody that plays those games. But how many people do you know that
are in
that demographic?
Here's what I was getting at, though, is that there's a huge demographic that doesn't want waggly games. Huge.
But that being said...
I'm
just going to go back that we all made fun of the Xbox and all the people on the internet, quote unquote, made fun of the Xbox.
I just don't think every console needs it. That's all I'm getting at.
What I'm saying is that I think sometimes we forget how big the demographic of gamers is. There's not just gamers and people who play video games. Yeah. It's not the same thing because
fucking casuals.
You look at the people who were making fun of the Xbox One reveal. And they're like, it just says television, blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, well, like 40% of all people on Xbox on Sunday night were watching Arrested Development. 40% of everyone who owned an Xbox was not using it to play a video game. They were using it at the same time to watch a TV show. Yeah. Also, the highest selling games right now, Call of Duty, all that shit.
Ugh.
That's what sells the most games. And it also sells the sales of fucking game every year, over and over and over again.
Any
of those sports games. I just think it's hard for us to actively grasp how much bigger the whole scope of everything is. I think that the argument between Xbox and PS4 is the fairest argument because
direct competitors.
Whereas I feel the Wii U is not a direct competitor; it's after a certain
different market,
as would be a Steam box or a computer user. And I think it's interesting that everyone else has staked their own ground.
The Steam box would cannibalize Xbox and PS4 users pretty readily. Even
keep it open source.
Here's a good example. I know that you guys brought up the price earlier and how the Steam boxes are estimated to start at like $700.
Well, did 3DO start off at like $100 and then all the other?
That's again, who bought a 3DO? Who bought a Neo Geo at $900?
But here's the thing: is that while it might start out slow, first time Christmas rolls around, and Steam has a big sale, and they're taking their $60 and getting 50 games.
Or they do an exclusive to the Steam box.
And the other, like the people that have their Xbox are taking their $60 and getting one DLC. Yeah. I think that they will start to be like, oh, I paid a little more up front and I might get more value after a year. Anyway, I think only time will tell, but my prediction is that the Xbox is going to be the first to die.
I think so, too, because Microsoft, as a whole, as a company, they seem to be a little smarter.
They feel like they can take more risks.
Well, they can take more risks, but once it becomes extremely present that they are losing out, I think they'd be the ones that
were cut their losses.
To cut their losses. Because they've done that with other properties Microsoft has, whereas Sony doesn't. Sony sticks that shit out until they're burned. Yeah. The Xbox, Microsoft, they're monsters for wanting to do DRM and not allow you to sell your games back.
Mm-hmm.
But a Steam box would have absolutely no ability to do that.
Here's something that I want to bring up that's sort of a recent history lesson, a la Sony. Now, everybody, like, after Xbox got the big backlash, everybody was like, oh, well, Sony came out and they made fun of Xbox, and they're saying we would never do that, even though they had plans to have these DRM systems enacted that Microsoft was talking about, and now they're backpedaling. Here's the fun thing about Sony. If anybody can remember back to the PS3, the original PS3 had PS2 backwards compatibility. Had the ability to install Linux operating system on it.
It was amazing.
And it had more robust media features than it does now, without all the restrictive stuff.
That's OS patching.
And what did they do? Oh, they put in an OS patch, and they disabled Linux, the ability to add on Linux, and... Oh, what did they do later? Oh, let's go ahead and disable all the PS2 emulation stuff. And
well, they didn't disable the PS2 emulation stuff. That was a separate hardware they had to use. Mm-hmm. So they actually, the cost of the system went down when that came out.
Yeah, they took
that was a cost.
That's measure. Not what I'm talking about. Because the what you're talking about is the original run of PS3s had the Emotion Engine chip built into it, which was essentially the PS2's processor core. Mm-hmm. And that allowed flawless emulation, which... that was what was cost prohibitive, and they stopped doing that within the first run of the original design of the PS3s. And when they took that out, they added in the PS2 emulation, which still worked fine. It wasn't as perfect as the original one, and it took more resources, but it still worked. And they patched that out.
Interesting. So I was not around for that.
They ripped. They took that out of the OS so that PS3s would no longer be able to play PS2.
Why?
And they also made it so they took away the Linux tinkering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know the reason behind the PS2 because I didn't know that happened.
My point being, this was a history lesson that if Sony was planning all this stuff and they're pulling it out because of reactions over Xbox, I see them putting it back in. Sony loves to lock you into things, and after they have you locked in, they like to add in their proprietary bullshit, and once they've got you cornered, I would not be like, oh, Sony's going to protect us. Sony loves us. They want to protect our game freedom.
That's a very true thing.
I'm going to point out that on the PS3, I don't feel like I've had any gaming freedom taken away. The big, from everything that I've gathered, and you might be able to argue this or not, the main reason that they got rid of the Linux one was that they claimed... It was what led to some of their network insecurities.
Nope.
With it. That's what they claimed.
Nope. Well, Homebrews had nothing to do with that. It was basically developer OSs that were leaked. And a lot of the developers had a specific box that emulated with their development network and tied into their servers. That's the big thing. And go back to your point of Xbox Live, you are correct. They spend their money on security. And over the two of them, there's a lot more invested in security.
Here's the thing. Sony was actually getting a lot of press for a while, too, because the PS3, being able to install Linux on it, you can utilize the processor cores.
Oh, you could cluster them together.
And you can cluster them together and create cheap supercomputers.
Yep. There's colleges that still use.
So Sony actually got a lot of press because
military use
people were able to use PS3s as sort of computers to do computations.
Computation, yep. Folding, if you will.
They patched that out. So they basically made it so schools couldn't buy PS3s and use them as computers anymore. Mm-hmm. They crippled their own hardware. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm not arguing. I know that happened.
What's that program called? Is it the SETI program?
I just wanted to bring that up because that might happen again. Mm. It's likely to. But
I'll be honest. I don't. I mean, you talk about the schools. I don't know anyone that actually put Linux on there.
I did.
Yeah. I did. Well, I mean, beyond. Too. Okay, most people, did they put that on there for any reason beyond stealing games?
No, they did it just practical reasons.
They actually locked out the GPU.
No, emulators.
Emulators?
I know for a fact people put emulators on the PC.
You can put emulators on anything with a processor. It was actually originally even an advertised feature on the box. So
yes.
When people bought these things, the 80 gig PS3s, for example, that had... PS2 playable technology, but they didn't have the chip in it that I talked about earlier. It advertised that it was backwards compatible and that you could install Linux on it. Mm-hmm. Those were things that they advertised and promised to you that you purchased.
Well, I didn't purchase.
Whatever. Is that cool?
There's a gray area.
When the PS4 first comes out, they'll probably be like, oh yeah, we don't have all that DRM bullshit that Microsoft has. They could add it in later.
Oh, they could. No, it could be built into the hardware, and all it takes is just a software switch.
That's more than likely what will happen.
That's Derpy Show.
I think we've already hit the apex of the digital generations.
No.
Do you know why?
Transhumanism? No.
Nope. I 100% think that as far as people understanding how technology works, is we've already hit the apex and it's back going back down. Do you know why?
Oh, making it lazy.
It's the lazy. It's the iPads. Yeah. The people who don't want to know how it works. Okay. They just want it to work and they're lazy.
Instantaneous.
The people, sure, that kid knows how to use their iPad, but they don't have a fucking clue how it works.
Yeah.
The only reason they know it's called Apple is because there's a goddamn picture of an apple on the back of it.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
And, well, the thing is, you can look at it the same way. Like, it's been happening for fucking years just with calculators and math in general. Like, kids don't know how to do math anymore. They type it into a fucking calculator that's required to...
I'm crippled by spell check. I can admit that.
I'm not going to lie. I don't have problems with that. I don't have problems with relying on a calculator or relying on this. Because guess what? I don't know how to fletch a bow and arrow, but I don't fucking need to anymore.
Yeah.
That's true.
I have a fucking tool that does math for me. I don't need to fucking kill an animal with my bare hands or with an axe made of stone.
Until the apocalypse comes.
Right. But in the current society, I don't need those. I have tools that do the work for me. We don't get mad. We don't go, no. The farmers don't say, that fucker down there with a threshing machine, he doesn't understand how to really do his farm work. No one says that. They go buy a thresher. No one gets mad. So why do we get mad? Because we're fucking pretentious about calculators. Why is that such a bad thing? But I'm going to bastardize an Einstein quote. At one point, Einstein was asked, I believe it was, do you know the speed of light? Or something like this. The exact speed of light. And he says, no. And they say, well, you're Einstein. Shouldn't you know how this works? He goes, no, but I know where it is in the book.
Yeah, I know. So I know how to get it.
So why does it matter?
If I know it.
If I know how to get there. And that's a very important discussion to have on where is do we draw the line of what is important to have and what's important to know how to have.
I can seem like a genius because I really know how to use Google.
But knowing where to find the knowledge is just as good as knowing it off the tip of your head.
That's what I'm saying.
But scientists have already started analyzing the fact that people are using Google as an extension of their own brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just as good as being intelligent because, technically speaking, you know everything you've ever heard. It's in there somewhere. You just don't know how to fucking get it. Sure, some things fall out.
Let's not border on the epistemology here.
If you remember how to access it, regardless of whether it's in here or you remember how to access it in your brain through other methods, it's still accessing the information.
The information is still coming through the neural network one way or the other.
Yeah.
We're just able to now connect ourselves into a much larger super brain to get the information. A shared consciousness.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Transhumanism here.
But coming back to what you were originally saying, I think what you were trying to say is that kids these days didn't have to use a command prompt to run a program. They just tap on it.
Correct.
And so they don't really... They might not understand how an operating system really works, like how it's layered.
I guess bringing it back to our conversation of the two consoles, I really think in 10 years kids aren't going to give a fuck. It's going to be this unanimous box that provides everything to the brain.
Honestly, in 10 years, it's going to be virtual reality.
Yeah, moving back to that. Yeah,
I mean, I feel like the natural progression of things is total immersion. Eventually, at some point, that's what you're going to get, I feel.
The point he's trying to make is definitely that it's going to be all about teledildonics and the future of fucking computers.
Well, what's so fascinating to me about the whole, the not understanding, is that people buy into that. And to me, that's why I'm so conflicted. I like the consoles because they're easy.
Yeah.
And I get that. But I prefer Android operating system because I know how it works. I can take it apart. I can play with it. I can't do that with my consoles. But to me, there comes a line. Android, I can do enough with it that I can still get what I want to use out of it and do it without spending too much additional money or do too much additional work. And I feel that the computer operating area needs to have some real serious overhauls before the amount of work you have to put into it to make it work, or the amount of money you have to put into it to make it work, is going to become anywhere close to the easiness of the console.
Actually, you just sort of inspired me that consoles are Apple.
They are.
And like something like a Steam Box would be like the Android competitor.
It is.
Mm.
The only difference is that the Steam Box has a long way to go before it gets close.
Totally. I mean, we've come a long way since the original version of Android.
Mm-hmm. Derpy Show. From the geniuses that brought you Now That's What I Call Derp, Derpy Show presents Chan Sterling Folk Singer Sings Show Tunes. You'll want to buy this new 3 CD set For Derp and Broadway, you'll get hits like...
If I were a derp man, a yada da 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 yada da 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 da. No one mourns the derpy, derpuler. We're gonna make you herpuler. All the derps you herp and the herps you derp, and Neophos like a pro. But stop, cause Robo Joe's got a long way to go. The derpy of the opera is there, inside your herp. Everyone's a little bit derpy sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing herp crimes. Robo Joe is such a coot, and Neo Faust is kind of a fruit, but it's okay cause they are just derps. Everyone is derpy, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, in their herps. To derp, the impossible derp. To herp, the improbable herp. I could have derped all night, I could have herped all night, and still I'd ask for more.
And hits from your favorite musicals.
I'm derping in the rain, just herping in the rain. What a wonderful feeling, I'm derpy again. Doh, a derp, I herped last night. Bore, the guy that edits the show. Robo Joe got in a fight, cause Neo Faust is such a jerk. Herp derpity, herp derpity, derp derp tree. A derp is as lucky as herpes can be. Go derp lightning, going down the herpo track. Derp lightning, go derp lightning. You're the one that I derp. Can I get a herp herp? Herp herp. Derp morrow, derp morrow. I love ya, derp morrow. Tomorrow's a herp away. Don't cry for me, Herpentina, for I have never derped you. Somewhere over the herp bow, there's a derp that I've herped of. Once long a derp, a herp. I derp a herp along the sky, and derp a herp with this guy named Neo Faust.
All this and more can be yours for only 3 easy payments and 1 difficult payment of $49.95. Call now. Operators are standing by.
All right, guys, welcome back to No Things Considered. This is our the NDR telethon, our support drive.
Yeah. Can we check the donation board?
We are still holding strong at $0.00.
Yeah, guys, I was meaning to mention that. So what do we do if Bort, in fact, loses his house in the coming days?
I don't know. I called the Nigerian company. They are not able to extend line of credit for when this airs. We're not sure what we're going to do. I'm really just souring my pickle here trying to figure out what to do. It's really hard. How do you feel? You're the one that might lose your house more.
Actually, next time, next episode of No Things Considered, I should have some interesting ways to kill yourself. I'm going to be researching them. I think I'll share my research with our listeners. I'm going to look for some economical ways to do it because I don't have a lot of money.
Environmentally friendly ways too.
Environmentally friendly is extremely important.
Cleanup's important. You don't want
to. You don't want to inconvenience anyone. I would never want to inconvenience anyone. But I do not want to exist anymore with this type of crushing debt. Actually, I do remember. Actually, it was you, Robo Joe. You pointed out that a fun way to die would be the autoerotic asphyxiation. Is that right?
The caridine, if you will.
Ah, okay.
But I was suggesting you use a video game controller with a vibrating function. That way, you know, you could get a little bit of pleasure on your way out.
Okay. I'll have to look into that.
Maybe that's a thing you should consider. But yeah, I'm here with Neo Faust. They're really flicking my dickle here. How are you feeling? I'm just so nervous about this whole scenario.
I'm so drunk right now.
He's really hit the lemon frescas really
now,
hard.
We don't typically allow alcohol in the No Things Considered studio, but
I just got this flask.
It turns out for the past several months, Neo Faust has been brewing a little bit of toilet wine with some of the raisins that we got from that organic farm.
You did learn that technique when you were in that Sumatran prison, is that correct?
Yeah, I learned when
defending human rights, you gotta be a little drunk.
Now, originally, you made that wine to act as a disinfectant, because we all know that alcohol does have positive properties. But right now, things are getting pretty serious here.
I'm just really upset. I can't help it. I don't know if I can handle it anymore. We have no money. We're in debt. We should just put a big negative on the front and start putting, like, $10. I don't know how much we lost. $12? $14? Like, they're dollars that we've lost.
Like, guys, I don't mean to be crass, but our biscuits have really been buttered this time. Like I don't think we're gonna...
My dickie is in a ruffle.
Like, seriously, my feathers are all a kerfluffled.
We don't want to use strong language.
I'm kerfluffled. I'm kerfluffled, God darn it. I am kerfluffled. That's how I feel about this.
Guys, we're
fudged. Fudged. He's going to say fudged.
Is it fudged?
Is it
use
fudged?
Your words. Is it fudged?
Please stand by. No Things Considered is having technical difficulties.
Another fuck!
What? No!
Neil! Neil! Keep him alive!
No!
Keep him alive!
No!
Neil! Get the adrenaline!
Oh god!
What'd you do, Bulmer? He's so young! He's so young!
I have nothing left!
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. Derpy Show is made possible by A Comic Shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution on our monthly support drive. Any sized contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.
How about I strap you into this chair, and I'm not going to let you out until we get some goddamn show tunes out of you.
But Robo Joe's the gayest one. How do I have to sing the show tunes?
Have you ever heard him sing?
Unfortunately, a lot, actually.
Which one of us has a profile on Facebook that declares themselves a folk singer?
But these aren't folk tunes, they're show tunes.
I think this is an area where the skill set is similar and it carries over.
I really need to change that fucking Facebook. Alright, fuck it. I'm singing show tunes. That's what they asked me to sing, show tunes.
No, that's arbitrarily picked by me.
What? Wait! So I could have sung anything? You're the one that picked show tunes?
Indeed.
Fine. Derpamia, here we go again. My, Robo Joe loves a song.
Oh, what a beautiful derping! Oh, what a beautiful derp! I've got this herpin' time, derpin'. Everything's coming up, derp. When the herp bites, when the derp stings, one more derp to herpalation, we will derp it in the herp.
Bring him derp! Something no household should be without. Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a serving girl. A loyal and unswerving girl to putter about the house. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both reach for the derp, 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 the derp.
Both reach for the derp.
Everyone has AIDS.
AIDS, 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 derp, 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 AIDS.
That needs to be the end of the episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.